how it is?
It's quiet time.
Nail on the head there, Jamie. It is quiet time. Man, a lot of crazy stuff happened this week.
Yeah, all over.
Yeah, even here. Mm-hmm. Even here, directly above our heads. I was surprised to actually find an article about it.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposedly sonic booms. There were two of them.
Mm-hmm. In Georgia.
Here and in Georgia.
Yeah.
Bullitt County and Clarendon County.
How crazy is that?
That's weird. Yeah, they happen at the same time here and there. So how could that be?
Mm-hmm.
Why would it happen here and there and not in between?
Right.
Why couldn't anyone else feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought a bomb went off outside.
Yeah, me too. I really started wondering if that was the same thing we heard that one day where my ears started ringing.
I don't know why it would make your ears start ringing.
I don't either, but...
And I don't remember hearing anything like that before it.
Well, I didn't hear anything either. It was more of a shake. Like a rumble. I could feel it more than anything.
Could have been. I think it was probably most likely... easiest explanation, the most likely explanation, would be aliens.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Not a doubt. It has to be.
Of course, it has to be. Remember, I saw that UFO up mm-hmm. there that time, being followed by a jet.
Yeah. It's being escorted.
Yeah. You know, I didn't really think too much of it, because I saw it, well, I saw the, there was a row of them, five, mm-hmm. heading somewhere, all in a line, straight line, like you see them do.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was another one coming around in a different direction, and in front of it was an amber light. They had the more white, like LED type lights,
mm-hmm.
And they were much smaller, but the one in front of it was a much larger amber light.
Mm-hmm.
And it was steady. It wasn't blinking like theirs were. But yeah, and the jet was behind it, and you could hear the jet. You couldn't hear this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched it. They flew in a straight line from where I'm sitting, which would be about where I'm sitting now, as if that's relevant to anyone listening to this audible podcast. but yeah, it was flying in a straight line. And then right before it got behind those trees there, it shot four lights off of it in different directions. And they all went out, you know. Same time. I mean, some people would argue flares, but flares don't move like that.
Right.
You know, flares are affected by gravity just like everything else is.
Yeah. Straight down.
Yeah.
These were going in different directions.
Different directions, and they just dissipated until they were gone. And then they flew off, Kurt, because you saw it after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was when I finally said something. I mm-hmm. should have said something when I first saw it, but I just figured it was another, you know, plane.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, I saw the bright light at the end.
Yeah, and it circled around overhead. I thought it was going to come around again. The jet was just following behind it. Weird,
yes.
weird stuff.
Aliens.
Which, I mean, that very well could have been some sort of military vehicle. I don't know why they would be testing it right there.
Yeah.
This isn't the usual, usual spot for testing.
No.
Military stuff. That's the second time in my life that I've seen a UFO. Well, UFO to me,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't identify it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was when me and Will were driving back from Sumter 16 years ago when I was bringing home that cat.
Wretched cat.
That wretched old cat. And it was dark, it was nighttime, and there were three lights out over a field that were just like spinning.
Oh.
I don't mean out over the field like they were close. They were, mm-hmm. you know, way off. But still, yeah, they're just spinning around each other, like orbiting almost.
Uh-huh.
I remember because he said, he was like, "What the fuck is that?" And he was not a very big cursor.
It's weird.
Yep. So that's two weird things in the sky that I've seen.
I know of at least one that happened to me. It was about 16 years ago. You got to figure out the math on that one. Can't tell you what year it was, just said it was 16 years ago. But,
would that be 1997? It's 2013 right now.
Yeah.
It's fairly basic math there, Jamie. Have you had a stroke recently?
I think I have. I've been slurring a lot of my words lately. But yeah, no, I was standing in the backyard and look over the shop, over the trees, and pretty much the same ones that are in Arizona. What did I tell you they were called? Phoenix lights.
You saw a mile-wide triangular UFO?
It wasn't quite triangular. It was just a little check mark. It was like one here. It's like a V shape, but only missing a couple of the ones closer to the top.
Oh, it's like maybe they're burned out.
Yeah.
On entry into our atmosphere, they burned out a couple of their headlights.
Mm-hmm. But it was the mid afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon before 12?
Yes.
Well, why do UFOs have to come at night?
They don't, and neither do deer, or first thing in the morning. I almost hit one.
What are these things you're saying? How are you segueing into deer?
You said, why do aliens have to be seen only at night?
That has a lot to do with deer.
I was just segueing into it saying, son of a bitch, I don't know.
Nobody knows, because they can't hear you.
I'm sure they can't. I'm sorry.
It's actually, I said that last time, and I could hear you just fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty good little recorder on this phone.
Mm-hmm. Wish I had my phone back. Can't wait.
Well, you're about to have your phone back.
I know. I just wish I knew how long it was going to be. He just said however long it takes for them to ship it from wherever it's coming from.
Podcast gold.
Welcome to the podcast of retards.
Whoa. That's very offensive. We have like probably 3 regular listeners. One of them might be retarded.
And I apologize to them.
Probably all 3 though if they're regular listeners.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So didn't you, you had found some list of conspiracy theories that...
No, not theories.
This is a good week for conspiracy theories, because a lot of, and this year definitely proves it, a lot of atrocities, a lot of really bad shit happens in mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
Not excluding the birth of Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
In 1889, on April
20th. 1989?
1889.
Is that what you said?
Okay. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
On 420, April 20th.
Different reasons not to celebrate, I guess.
I was going to put out our last episode of the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to put it out on 420 just because it was 2 days away.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered if that would be tacky.
being called the Holocaust.
Yeah. Even though obviously no relation whatsoever. No affiliation with that other H word.
Yes.
Still.
Car with loud music.
Is that the Jeep again that's been stalking us?
No, that's not it. That's a larger sedan, boat-type vehicles.
What about an update, Jamie, on...
Conspiracies?
No, on this epic game show.
Oh, I'm,
Doohickey, which you've been working so diligently.
It's going to be one of those ongoing games where I can just keep adding stuff to
it. Yeah, I mean,
but I think I've got enough now to get something going. It's going to be fun. It's awesome.
Yeah, we need to work something out soon and get some people on it.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Have some people over or something.
There's some categories. You have to choose which category.
Clever.
No, not really. You choose a category out of a... Maybe we'll put those in a hat somewhere and grab one, and that'll be our topic for the episode. And throughout that episode, you get to choose your subcategory. Multiple choice, true and false, true or false.
Are you saying something? I'm sorry, your voice is like a tickle in my ear. Yeah, that's cool, though. I'm looking forward to it. I wonder if I should, I should probably be excluded from any games.
Why?
Because, I mean, what if I win? What if I turn out to be super awesome at it and win, and everybody's just going to assume that you're giving me all the answers?
No, yeah.
Because I've been trying to think of people to have on, like, over Skype or whatnot to play. You know, if it's just one or two people, then they can play against me.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, I mean, they're just, if I win, they're just going to assume that I was getting the answers.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Definitely has to be.
Yeah. So I think it's just going to be me and you.
Quizzing whoever.
Yeah.
Whomever. Yeah. It's not a bad idea. That means you can pitch in too then. You can add stuff to what I've already got.
That's right. Which I have.
You've given
suggestions.
Yes.
Ideas.
Very helpful suggestions.
Turned you on to some other quiz show podcasts that we can rip off. It's hard not to because, I mean, so many of them are so similar. Because most are just rip-offs of old game shows.
Yeah.
Or game shows that have pretty much been redone many different times in different ways before, mm-hmm. anyway, already on TV. And they're just doing it in a podcast in their own way. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
I mean, games are games and it's just for fun. And, I mean, it's not like there are any real prizes, so.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just for bragging rights and glory. But it's more or less for our amusement.
Yeah, pretty
more
much.
More than anyone else's, so.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed the ones we've done thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast gold!
I just thought of something else to add to my category list.
Oh, you better remember it.
I know, I've got to. I think I can remember it. I won't say it out loud, though.
Okay.
So back to...
I think now it's time for conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories.
The name of the article is... It's all mental floss. I don't know how...
We're going back to our beginnings.
Just read.
Here's an article. I'm going to read it.
No, okay. It talks about conspiracy theories and how they could be right. Like the one I was telling you about earlier, the government is watching me and ruining my reputation.
Uh-huh.
That's the first conspiracy. The truth is that the FBI's counterprobe did it for 15 years. Cointelprobe.
Cointelprobe?
Cointelprobe.
Cointelprobe?
No. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. But the mission of this
Canelius
covert.
Cunnilingus. I've never been able to say that word.
Cunnilingus.
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 Cunnilingus. Cunnilingus. Okay.
Just is kind of roll off, doesn't it?
Cunnilingus. Yeah, it just rolls right off the tongue.
Yep. That's what she said. Yeah, okay, so its mission, its covert program, its mission was to expose, disrupt, misdirect, discredit, or otherwise neutralize. Those were all in quotes.
What was this?
This Cointelprobe is a covert program by the FBI. I said that all fucked up, like.
It wasn't all fucked up like. It's just all fucked up.
Yeah. That was correct. But they kept track of Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, John Lennon, and
Did you already say what the conspiracy theory was?
Yeah. Conspiracy was the government is watching me and ruining my reputation.
Okay, alright, yeah.
Same one. We haven't gone any farther than that one. But, yeah, they kept an eye on... And Ernest Hemingway.
What did he do?
I don't know.
You just saw a name and you're like, and Ernest Hemingway.
No, this...
Did something.
This agency kept an eye on him.
Oh, okay. All right.
I did say that.
Well, you said that a few minutes ago about Muhammad Ali. But then you said lots of other things since then. And then you're like, in Ernest Hemingway. Ernest.
I mean, that's how I said it earlier. Okay, now the second conspiracy is the government is trying to control my mind.
Uh-huh, heard that.
The truth, the government has invested millions in mind control technologies.
As, evidenced in the movie, not evidenced, shown.
Mm-hmm.
What, Men That Stare at Goats?
Yeah, that's it with George Clooney and.
A lot of people don't know that was a. Well, I mean, I guess they would because it says based on a true story, but.
Yeah, but how many movies nowadays say that and they're just loosely based on true story? The names are right, but nothing else is.
Yeah, somebody finds a story about a man that murdered his wife, and then makes a movie about the man being a demon and murdering an entire village. It's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has a man killing someone.
That's exactly right. Yeah, very similar to that. Conspiracy number three. Do you want to go more into that?
No.
Conspiracy number three. The government is poisoning me. I can believe that.
There are lots of documentaries about that. Oh, Monsanto. Monsanto.
Yeah.
Monsanto. I think that's it.
I think so. Yeah.
Monsanto.
What did he do?
Monsanto. He? Who's he?
I don't know. Who is that?
That's that company. That, the giant corporation that genetically modifies foods.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Turns all the food we eat into little mutant foods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, big mutant foods.
And don't have to tell anybody about it?
Yeah, in other countries it's illegal. Or banned. Here they don't even have to tell us.
But we cannot smoke something that could possibly cure cancer.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Those GMOs, they cause all kinds of health problems.
Mm-hmm.
Truck. Or...
Same car?
Is it?
Is that music again?
Yeah, it is.
Unless you're listening to the same station. Or CD. People still listen to CDs?
Yeah. Yeah, lots do. I think we're just ahead of the curve there, Jamie. On that one.
Which I'll just scan through my radio.
Yeah. CDs are dead media as far as I'm concerned. If I can't play it off my phone,
mm-hmm.
It's not getting played in my car.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, you get the Bluetooth set up. You can listen to anything you want through the radio. It's great.
It's fantastic, Jamie.
Yes. Back to the conspiracies. The truth about that is it did poison alcohol supplies to curb drinking during Prohibition.
My God, they're lunatics.
Yes, aren't they?
I think there was something like that with weed at some point. They purposely put out laced weed to turn people away from it.
What?
They put something in it that made people sick, so...
Yeah, they can lace it with just about anything.
Seems like I remember hearing something about that. Or it could have been a plot of a shitty movie. I don't remember. Well, what's the true evidence?
Apparently, the, hold on, I'm sorry. To, drive rum runners away. You know what rum runners are, right? The ones that...
Run rum?
Rum runners.
Yeah, the ones that run rum.
Yes. Yeah, the Treasury Department started poisoning industrial department. Ugh. Started poisoning industrial
These words
hooch.
Are so hard!
Shut up. Oh, shut the hell up. Alright, to drive rum runners away, the Treasury Department started poisoning industrial hooch with methyl alcohol. And the more they kept making it or whatever. When they started noticing that they were... What they were doing, they started distilling it more. Or, they hired chemists to renature the alcohol.
Yeah.
So they made it drinkable again. And, so the government started, adding more poisons, like kerosene, gasoline, chloroform.
Jesus.
And higher concentrations of methyl alcohol.
Assholes.
I know, right? This was back in the 20s. Alright, so conspiracy number four. The government is germ bombing its own people. Truth is, it was a common practice during the Cold War.
To germ bomb here in America?
Mm-hmm.
They did that?
Yes. Oh, God. Listen to some of these things that they did. From 1940 to 1970, the Army Special Operations, this was in 1949, released bacteria into the Pentagon's air conditioning system to observe how the microbes spread.
Oh, they were testing germ warfare.
Yep, on their own people. In 1950, a U.S. Navy ship sprayed Serratia Merkensen's. It's a common bacteria capable of minor infection from San Francisco Bay. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's a bacteria. The bacteria had floated over 30 miles, spread throughout the city, and may have caused one death. A year later, so this would have been 51, during Operation DEW, the U.S. Army released 250 pounds of cadmium sulfide off the Carolina coast, which spread over 60,000 square miles.
What was the purpose of that?
It's a carcinogenic. It can cause kidney, lung, and liver damage. But back then, they didn't know that it had those properties. But yeah, it was still...
It was going to do.
Probably the same reason to observe how it reacted to things, people.
People we're supposed to trust.
Yep.
Amazing.
People that we have voted into office.
Well, we didn't.
Well, no, not us, but...
Before our time.
Still, our ancestors put these people in office. In the 60s, during Project 112 and Project Shad, military personnel were exposed to nerve agents like VX and sarin and bacteria like E. coli without their knowledge. Finally ended in 1969 by President Nixon. But still, the fact that they think that that was okay, just to drop germs all over the place on their own people. And conspiracy number five, the government is spreading disease with insects of war. The truth, you may have been attacked by a six-legged soldier, but you're fine.
Mosquito?
Yep. They said in 1955, the military dropped 330,000 yellow fever mosquitoes from an aircraft over Georgia. That's where all the fucking mosquitoes are coming from.
Have you seen those mosquitoes in Florida?
No, those giant ones? You were telling me about that.
Oh, my
but
God.
I have yet to see them yet, but, yet to see them on
line. They're so much bigger, and people say they feel like they're being stabbed.
That's terrible.
Yeah, they're apparently going to be worse this year in Florida. My concern is...
They're going to start breeding.
Yeah, they're
going to
make their way up here.
Yeah.
And it's not a new thing. I mean, they've been around down in Florida for a while now. They came over from somewhere.
They're probably just going to jump Georgia.
They're expecting this year to be a lot worse. Yeah. Can you imagine having to worry about giant mosquitoes?
No. To wear a net just to walk outside, douse yourself with a bug spray,
bathe in that shit.
Heck yeah.
Next conspiracy.
The government has exposed me to harmful radiation, which we all kind of know. All the nuclear bombs that have been deployed, all because of the
says if you're a lot of them.
That website.
Like, why is everybody getting cancer?
I don't understand.
Because everything's radioactive.
Yes. Everything.
Radio. Radio silence. Radio.
I didn't know that in the late 1980s, the U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce released a report called American Nuclear Guinea Pigs.
Wow.
That in itself is pretty damning.
Well, didn't they test weapons by... Well, I know they did it with animals. They chained them down at different distances away from the blast to see how it would affect them.
Yeah.
I think I've read books where they did that with humans. I don't know if... I'm sure somewhere someone has.
Yeah, it might not be documented or... unclassified, but couldn't imagine all the classified documents just floating around out there.
Jesus. Think Jesus is a classified document?
Yeah.
Then it might have a classified one on him?
No, some part I don't know. Wouldn't they want, if they want, unless they don't want anybody believing in Jesus, then they'd keep it secret. But they want people on their side to be believers.
Yeah. There's some little office somewhere in the FBI. That has two agents that investigate supernatural and paranormal.
They're gonna,
And they have a file, classified file. Yep. On Jesus H. Christ.
No doubt, it's gotta be, Agent Scully and Mulder. That was made into a show, Jonathan.
There was a show like that?
The X-Files?
The X-Files. That was the name of the show?
Yes.
When was this on?
In the 90s. You know what I'm talking about.
The X-Files.
You've seen it.
Were they married at some point?
No.
Not a divorce and they have to work together in the
no,
FBI?
No, they were never together.
Is that why it's called the X-Files? They did live together, though.
Did they?
Yeah, remember in the second one? Well, she was kind of hiding him away. But still, technically, they lived together. That was in the second movie.
Oh, I don't know if I ever saw that one.
Yeah, that was after the events of the first movie. Or maybe No. Maybe that was the first one.
It was during their,
Shit.
Was it supposed to be like a prequel to the movie, but after the show?
What? I don't think so. I don't think that existed.
Okay, was there an X-Files Part 2?
Yeah, there were two movies. One of them was fairly recently. The other one, was before that, because it was the first one. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first movie was right after.
They went to Antarctica.
And the second one was just a few years ago, I think.
Like a reunion?
No, just another movie.
It's been so long, though, since Car.
Car.
A little late to the party, Jonathan. Get back to the conspiracies. Number 7.
Conspiracies.
The government is staging terrorist attacks on itself. We've heard this many times before.
Oh, yeah.
The truth? Military officials once suggested staging phony terrorist attacks to justify war with Cuba.
Yeah.
That was in the early
60s. Were talking
60s.
About this the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
And they actually unclassified it, so it's a whole document that...
Yeah, it was the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to do it. There are other ones, too, where they have done things.
Mm-hmm.
Or declassify them. Don't know what they are, but I'm not so good on the research.
I've gotten kind of slack with it, but I did kind of breeze through this one earlier. This one, I can definitely see this one. Conspiracy number 8.
Conspiracy number 8.
The government is manipulating the media.
Duh! That's not even a conspiracy theory anymore.
Nope.
Just fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the truth. From 1948 to 1972, over 400 journalists secretly carried out assignments for the CIA. It's called Operation Mockingbird. So that was it. That was all the conspiracies.
That was all of them?
That was all of them.
But there are definitely a lot more conspiracies
out there.
I like them. I like conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Even if I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Interested in it. I'm interested in the possibility of it.
Mm-hmm. Same with the aliens. They might not really be there, but something's...
There's something flying around in our skies at night.
There's something. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope. I'm good. I'm going to wrap this one up.
Yeah, I think so. Till next time, everybody.
Till next time. Maybe the next one will be the unveiling of the super amazing, awesome Jamie Quiz.
Yes.
That's a working title.
Sure. Come on.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Bye, guys.